Blog Talk Radio.
As we conduct the Align for Life podcast throughout the school year each year, looking at things happening at St. Vidor High School, there are certain events which pop up on a regular basis throughout the calendar, whether it's a couple times a year or just once a year for key events. And today we're going to turn our attention to one of those events, one that is highly regarded within the St. Vidor community as we talk about this year's Night of the Lion. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and I'm pleased to be joined today not by just one outstanding guest, but two, both who have been with us before. First of all, Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development for St. Vidor High School, and Dave Hogeboom, who is a member of the Board of Trustees for the school and also one of the co-chairs for this committee for Night of the Lion. So, Kristen, Dave, thank you both for being here. I'm looking forward to hearing about the event coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Night of the Lion, I think if you're part of the St. Vidor community, you're probably familiar with it. Maybe some new families may not be. We'll bring them up to speed today. But can you first of all target the calendar for us? Because I know it's sneaking up. When should we have this marked down for?
Yeah, Jim, it typically happens the first or second weekend of March. This year it is March 7th. And it's an evening event. And we also have Mass before the event, but it's March 7th.
Great. And what time is the Mass going to take place then?
I think it's 6:15, but Kristen, I think, is going to go over some of the schedules.
Perfect. We'll get to that now. Go ahead and share that, because I think that's a change from the last year or two, so let people know when to be prepared for that. What time does that all start?
You know, we're just finishing up the details for it, so the information will be included. We've got electronic invitations going out and then also printed invitations. So information should be in households by the end of the month, if not maybe a little sooner than that. We're looking forward to welcoming everybody back on Saturday, March 7th, here to campus. So the event is hosted in the Mahoney Gym, and it's just a great opportunity to welcome people back to school.
And I want to focus on that because for those of us who have been around a number of years, the event was held at a number of different locations over the years, and the last couple of years it's been back at the school. And tell me how that's worked out. It seems to be successful if we're all coming back again.
Yeah, I think, Jim, like you, I've been to some of the events that have been off campus, but 3 years ago we decided to bring it back to campus. Back to the school, and it's really been building in steam. As Kristen said, it's an opportunity for the community to come together within our own home and celebrate the things that are going on within the community and the school. Two and a half years ago, when we started and brought it back to the school, we had a pretty good crowd in the 200s, but this year we're targeting to well over 400, and it's just been building every year in the excitement. So I think a lot of people are happy that it's back at school.
And you've had some tweaks over the last few years besides just the change to bring it back, and we mentioned adding a Mass before the event. As you look ahead to this year, March 7th, anything going to be different from the past years, or have you settled in on a standard agenda now?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty close to that. One thing that I would say over previous years, as I said, we were expecting over 400 people, so we're going to pack the gym. And have a band, and they'll be dancing, and it'll be an opportunity for everyone to spend some time with each other and catch up with old friends. So I think their biggest, change, I guess, from other years is just the number of people that we're expecting to be there.
And I have to say, from someone who's attended many of these over the years, whatever you have done with the food in the last couple of years has been a big hit, and if people haven't been there, boy, it's a great spread. Looking at the same kind of setup to feed us all this year.
It's great that you bring that up. It feels like a nice opportunity to thank our friends at Quest. We've got great culinary partners here in the building that have helped us really tweak the event over the course of the last couple of years in terms of food and beverages that we share with our guests. But it will be very similar to what we've had in the past, a wide variety, and then kind of food and drinks during the course of the evening, because we know that it can be a long night. It's an enjoyable night, but we want to make sure that no one leaves hungry or thirsty. So we've got the plans in the making to make sure that we stay that way again this year.
Yeah, I'll add to that.
Well,
I think
cared for.
Yeah, I think we, over the last 2 years, we've gotten very high marks on moving it back to the school, but the food has been, I think, a big highlight. So lots of great comments and lots of happy family members leaving at the end of the night.
Now, I mentioned new families, people may who are either new to the school or have not attended this in the past. So we're talking about having a live band, having this great food, 400 people to celebrate the school. Can you define this? Is this a formal event? Is this sort of a gala? Is it more relaxed and fun? What should people expect if they're coming for the first time?
If you don't mind, I'll jump in with that. And Dave knows best. He's served on our volunteer committee now for several years and helped us really adapt this event into what it is now. But it's not as formal of an event as maybe a traditional gala. There is not a sit-down dinner. It is not black tie optional. It really is a come kind of fancy casual, come with several of your friends, come just on your own. We want it to be as not intimidating and as absolutely welcoming as we can. So we saw a lot of new faces, new families that joined us last year, and we hope to see that trend continue this year, that folks really feel like they can come, again, with their group of friends, maybe just themselves or their significant others. It is a 21 and over event, but other than that, it really is. It's a little more casual. It will be tied to a theme, like I said, not a traditional sit-down dinner, but it does have a fantastic speaking program, really highlights a lot of the good things going on with St. Viator, but it's a rally cry. It's a great night to be a Lion and to be alongside other Lions and just celebrate all the good things going on at school and with our students.
You know, and Jim, I'll add that for new families in the school who are contemplating coming to school over the next, 5 or 7 or 10 years, this is a great opportunity for them to see the community in action, because you'll see alumni that graduated 20, 30, 40 years ago, parents of graduates over the last same time frame. So you can see the close the knit group of the community from all over the place. You can, and how welcoming everybody is to the new parents who are thinking, and so it just gives them an opportunity to get a real true feel of the St. Viator community.
We're talking about the 2020 Night of the Lion celebration coming up March 7th at St. Viator High School on our edition of A Lion for Life podcast this week. And I'm joined by Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development, and Dave Hogeboom, who's a former parent of students at St. Viator, a member of the Board of Trustees and co-chair of this committee. And you both shared a lot of information. I'm curious to see which of you is going to jump in here, because I want to say, first of all, we're so fortunate to have someone like Kristen and other members of the team in the development department who do so much to help generate the needed funds for St. Viator. And at the same time, none of it happens without volunteers and committees like this Night of the Lion committee. So what can you tell us about the committee and what they've been doing and the role they play in making this happen?
Yeah, Jim, that's a great question, because the power of the event really comes from the committee and all the work that is done for. We really started in last August getting together, even prior to that, just sort of having discussions and setting up the committees. But in August, we started the planning process for this. And the overall committee this year is really probably double the size that it has been in any year because of the excitement that's been building for this event. And we have a overall committee, but we also have five committees that help put the event together. You obviously have the sponsorship committee that's out trying to gain advertisements and sponsorship for the event, which really helps make the events a success. So that's such an important committee. Alumni engagement, obviously that speaks for itself. It's so important for the community. Just marketing the event. And we also have event experience, which, just trying to put together all the pieces that happen that night and how it's going to, come together. And then we also have the auction item procurement committee. So the great thing is all of these committees work separately, and we come together once a month to provide the details, make some of the bigger decisions as a group. But there's a lot of moving parts here, and you know, each one of these committees has a good number. But I think the opportunity, or what we really have is another ask here, is come to the event. But if you want to get involved, this is a great opportunity for you to be a part of what I would say is the most important event at St. Vitus. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to add you to the committee and help put this event together.
Now, you mentioned a couple of big important things there, sponsorship, and then an auction that takes place. And there may be people who want to become a sponsor or have something that they'd like to contribute to that auction or participate in some way. How do people get involved? Who should they reach out to? Is anything online, phone call? What can they do?
Sure. If you don't mind, it's as good a time as any to let people know that they can visit the website at www.stviter.com/NOL, NOL for Night of the Lion. The majority of the information that we're talking about is available there should you want to take a closer look at the details or share it with someone you think might be interested. But you're right. Sponsorship and auction procurement are great opportunities for us to get people engaged. Sponsorship opportunities range in value from more modest partnership levels to larger premier and presenting for actually all of St. Vitus' signature events. We've got, like Dave said, just a dynamic committee that helps us with sponsorship on a year-round basis. We want to make sure that we are appealing to businesses and community members in the way that suits them best, the time of year that suits them best, get them in front of the audiences that mean most to them from a clientele or sales perspective. So St. Vitus takes a lot of pride in being able to personalize those sponsorship opportunities so that it's beneficial for everybody involved. And then just talking about the other, that auction procurement committee, another really dynamic year-round volunteer group that helps us not only solicit and secure great auction items, but also finds the best home for them at St. Vitus. Maybe it's the Night of the Lion crowd that they want to get in front of. Maybe a particular auction prize would do best with boosters or patrons, parents club, right? The Million Dollar Classic, so they put a lot of behind-the-scenes work into doing that. We absolutely welcome people to help support us in those ways, whether it's a gift certificate for a business that they own or somewhere that they frequent, gift packages, baskets, bundles, spas, getaways, jewelry, any kind of travel. We know that we've had a lot of luck with prizes like that in the past at Night of the Lion. The committee has helped us tailor the auction for this particular event so that we've got great new experiences and prizes every year, and that it really is appealing to the folks that join us that night, and that there's not so many so that it's still competitive. It's just the auction is a really fun part of the overall experience of the event.
And before I let you guys go, we've got just a minute or so left here, but one of the other important parts of the night over the years has been the presentation by several students. You'll get one or two students who will speak about their experience. Always very informative and motivating. Is that something that's being planned again this year?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. It's a great question. When the students are up there, it's the highlight of the event, and the entire gym goes silent just to hear about the experience and obviously provide an opportunity to facilitate the tuition assistance that happens at St. Vitus. So student speakers, the event, tuition assistance, and we want to make sure everyone who wants the opportunity to come to St. Vitus can. But yes, there'll be student speakers.
Great. Well,
and
a lot
Dave,
more we want to talk
Dave
about.
Dave said it best. Go ahead.
And I just want to get, before you, I let you go now, give me a quick recap on that website and where people can get information on any or all the things dealing with Night of the Lion.
Sure. Night of the Lion 2020, Saturday, March 7th. The website with all the details is www.stviter.com/NOL, signature fundraising event, and all proceeds benefit the tuition assistance program.
Well, as fast as this event has gone by here in our discussion, the Night of the Lion goes just as fast, and I don't want people to miss it. It's a great event, so please be sure to mark your calendars for March 7th and look for the invitation coming soon. Chris and Daniels, thanks for being here. Dave Hogeboom as well, and thanks to both of you for all the work you've done to help make this a success. We appreciate everyone listening. We'll look forward to conversation coming up on another episode of the Lion for Life podcast very soon.